the key point is short moments of clarity repeated many times until automatic. And so in that, there is an increasing sense of mental and emotional stability, of natural ethics, of a balanced view, knowing what to do and how to act, and insight into all matters, no matter what they are, as well as a consistent power to fulfill beneficial intent. And the emphasis or exclamation point of that is in the first moment of clarity. The first moment of clarity is the introduction to unending clarity. Always present, spontaneously present. This comes to be recognized through short moments. In other words, uncontrived moments at first. More and more, this subsumes or becomes a more comprehensive order than labeling and defining everything with points of view. Now, the whole way that the trainings are languaged is decided by you. That's who it's decided by. It's what people express that they most want to hear. And so from the time we began, the trainings have been standardized, but also then with any group that we're with, they're customized just to tie into whatever is going on with people who are present. But most of all, it is this huge shift we're undergoing right now from individual biological identity to an expansive identity that includes the biological identity, but it is not limited to it. And so you see, we can see all around us that regardless of what our points of view are, society is changing. It is changing radically. And that radical change will only sharply accelerate, making what's going on today look primitive. And so you see, there's a massive momentum underway already that is shifting everything about human society into a more expansive view and away from individual ideas. Now, the words awareness and clarity are really synonymous. We began using clarity because of the grave misunderstanding generally of the word awareness, which is usually interpreted in a very self-centered way. And so the power of awareness is what's important. The actual power of awareness, and that power is extracted in short moments. It's a move from a complete, thorough cut with the past ways of identifying oneself. And in that thorough cut, there jumps alive the natural impulse to be of great benefit. And so initially that great benefit is demonstrated to oneself because all the points of view that seem so real, that seem so demanding, that seem so commanding are cut through at the root. There's no foolishness any longer about points of view. Their labels are like wisps of air. There is no point of view that has a nature independent of the power of clarity. Clarity is the overall empowered view at the basis of all points of view. Not something separate, clarity over here and points of view over here. The view and points of view inseparable, like the sky and the color blue. And so you see, because we have operated in a completely different fashion, seeing things from an entirely different perspective, that perspective is cut through at the root. And we no longer believe that points of view have an independent power. We actually no longer believe or buy into that. And all the things that are considered our basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, we find that due to the power of clarity, these things that we need so much and that today we work so hard to get, that they come along naturally. We live in a resource-rich environment of clarity, a natural intelligence that pervades all dimensions that are imaginable and unimaginable. By the power of clarity, we're able to really get that that is the case. Really get that that is the case. Human intelligence has always been networked from the first time someone grunted at someone else. That forms a network, a communication network. Someone communicates and someone else receives it. So very basically, each human being is an information process among all the information processes of the multiverse. And all of those information processes, no matter what they are indivisible. Indivisible in singular clarity. They cannot be divided up. It's just like it would be impossible for you, me, or anyone else to get out of the multiverse. It's totally impossible. We're forever bound, unavoidably bound together within an expanse of indivisibility. Now, by the power of the four mainstays, this becomes very clear. Because this cut is so deep and so thorough, it goes right to the core of everything. And the power is extracted from points of view and letting them be as they are. In other words, no longer needing desperately to try to rearrange what one's thoughts are or emotions or sensations in order to feel better. And so you see, it really requires going right to the root, really, really relying on clarity to challenge all assumptions. Now, in the beginning, we may think that we're making a choice to recognize clarity. But after a while, all the chatter about everything just totally subsides. There only is instinctive clarity recognizing everything, and so, inclusive of everything, the all-comprehensive order. Vast, obvious, spontaneously present, completely indivisible. And so this is the way it is. It's the way it actually is. And just like for me or for anyone else here, if you persist in the clarity view, then the clarity view will be more obvious. And that will be the case throughout your entire life. There's never a static point of destination that is reached. There's always more and more rich resource and abundance. And so the current way we live, it is based on scarcity and stinginess. And so our ideas about ourselves really have to do with scarcity and stinginess, that we're not enough, that there's something about our thoughts, emotions, sensations. They need to change. They need to be other kinds of thoughts, emotions, and sensations. We need to get in there and manage them and package them into some kind of finite set that will work for us. However, no matter who has tried, no matter how many human beings have tried to package behavior into an instruction set, it has never worked. And so you see, we discover all of a sudden that there's something within us already that is totally secure. It just hasn't been named adequately. And there have not been adequate technological means to communicate it. That's all. And so we've gone way past our need to rely on certain evolutionary drives that have been running us. The drive to acquire, to defend, to bond, even to comprehend. The drive to expand our notion of ourselves subsumes all those other drives in its wake, creating a real power within us. And we really see this power as so evident and alive, right here, everyone coming together, working together effortlessly. And this is the way it was since the first day we walked into the Great Freedom Center here in Scona. We had a retreat, I think, the day after the papers were signed. And it was full. Everyone just harmoniously working together to empower society. Human society at its root is very, very powerful, totally powerful. But the technologies we use to describe identity do not point to that power, do not completely confirm that power. And we have been thinking our power is going to come from our special instruction set of points of view, where we're going to have just the right points of view. But then we find there's something greater within every point of view. There's the thriving, beating intelligence of what fuels the point of view, what really makes it work, and that is its overall perspective or intelligence. In clarity, we really grow to trust ourselves individually and collectively. Clarity builds tremendous trust individually. Otherwise, we're always hoping for certain points of view and fearing other points of view. Anyone recognize that game? And when we're caught in that cycle of hope and fear, there can be no stability. There's always instability. Continuous instability based on hope and fear, hoping for certain situations and avoiding others, thinking that that's going to bring us well-being. And so when we find we don't need to do that anymore, we really relax. We completely relax, and we relax into our natural power, our indestructible stability. There's a great deal of distinction between being all overwrought with points of view and the stability of clarity. The stability of clarity is in being overwrought with points of view. The real power, the real definitive power of clarity is in greatly afflictive states. Those states we don't want to have, that we have never known what to do about. Or maybe we do something about them, we think, and then all of a sudden down the road they pop up again. That's because they've only been neutralized. Rearranging points of view might neutralize the situation, but it never gives it power. It dampens it down, making it wimpy. When we rely on clarity, we begin to instinctively recognize that all of the ideas we've had, those really deep understandings that we've had about our own nature, that they really are true. You know, that deep inside and everywhere, we are completely whole and powerful. We're completely ready to go. We know that no matter what comes along in terms of points of view, we'll be able to handle. The power of clarity is very convincing, very authoritative. So convincing and authoritative that it rules over everything, including birth and death. So you see, by the power of clarity while we're alive, at death, death is just another point of view. A few more points of view. Clarity doesn't change. Clarity is unending. By the power of clarity, we expand our knowing, the basic power by which we know. That knowing is naturally filled with powerful, beneficial expression. Now, someone had asked a question the other day about death and how to be with dying people, how to die oneself. When many people die, they're afraid of what's happening, and everyone else is afraid too. They're not quite certain how to handle it. Now, in Great Freedom and Balanced View, we have a death teaching, a death training. And it's very simple. It's really just like living the rest of life. When anyone goes through the dying process, there are a lot of points of view that have never come up before because of the circumstances. So points of view like, oh, I'm losing my sense of touch. I can't see anymore. I can't taste. I've had my last meal. No more house payments for me. You know, that's all over. Won't be making those payments anymore. I've taken my last shower. That car I worked so hard to get, won't be needing that anymore. And so these can be very shocking if there's no context for that. These things aren't talked about openly because there's so much pushback against death. So much seeing of death as some great finality or end. by the power of just being with ourselves as we see points of view appear, endure, and disappear, we see that all of them are fueled by clarity. This gives us the power to be in any situation, including with someone who's dying, to just let everything be as it is. In each situation, it's completely different. But in clarity, it gives the dying people, which we all are, a rich, rich sense of ourselves, of where we're at and what's going to come next. Clarity is very solid and indestructible. It doesn't need to be put into speech to be communicated. Clarity prepares us for anything. We don't know what's going to happen. We could all hear in 5 minutes that there's a meteor headed for planet Earth and we're not going to be here in 3 days or 1 day. You know, what then? What's everybody going to be thinking about then? We have no idea. However, clarity sustains regardless of circumstances. So we want that kind of preparedness, that kind of preparation for our entire life. Real stability, no matter what's coming down.